Bernie Sanders and Rokana push anti-war legislation, focus on climate change, not Iran. By Hannah Blow on January 4, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, joined Representative Rokana, DCA, in introducing anti-war legislation on Friday following the Trump-approved U.S. airstrike that resulted in the elimination of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, urging the administration to focus on climate change instead. The legislation would effectively block funding for further military action against Iran unless it garnered congressional approval. Today, we are seeing a dangerous escalation that brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East, the lawmakers stated, arguing in favor of the legislation that blocks Pentagon funding for any unilateral actions. A war with Iran could cost countless lives and trillions more dollars and lead to even more deaths, more conflict, more displacement in that already highly volatile region of the world. They continued, arguing for increased focus on rebuilding crumbling infrastructure, building the housing we desperately need, and addressing the existential crisis of climate change. At a time when we face the urgent need to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, to build the housing we desperately need, and to address the existential crisis of climate change, we as a nation must get our priorities right, they said. We must invest in the needs of the American people, not spend trillions more on endless wars, they added. The legislation to restrict funds for military action against Iran was passed last year in the House but was later stripped from the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, adopted by Congress last month, per The Hill. Sanders sharply criticized the military action, which resulted in the elimination of Soleimani, who directed terrorist proxies across the region. The presidential hopeful vowed to do everything that he can to prevent a war with Iran. Because if you think the war in Iraq was a disaster, my guess is that the war in Iran would be even worse, Sanders said in a video posted to Twitter. So let's work together and prevent that war. And people want to criticize me for that? Go for it. That's okay. I don't apologize to anybody, he added. Trump's dangerous escalation brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East that could cost countless lives and trillions more dollars, Sanders wrote in another tweet.